AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will get a look at flood damage in the Northeast from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. At least 50 people were killed. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
As he did in Louisiana last week, the president will use today's visit to New York and New Jersey to push his infrastructure plans, saying the nation needs to invest more to withstand powerful storms to come.
We got to not just build back to what it was, put the same old poles up. We got to build back better.
He'll visit the New Jersey town of Manville, which is nearly always hard hit by major storms, and then go to Queens, where 11 people died. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the State Department is working with the Taliban to facilitate additional charter flights from Kabul for people seeking to leave Afghanistan. Blinken spoke to Afghans who got out.
We're going to make sure, with everything in our power, that we do right by you in the days and weeks ahead, but also by the many others who stood by our side in Afghanistan, who are still in Afghanistan and want to leave.
In Afghanistan, in Kabul, the Taliban fired into the air to disperse protesters and arrested several journalists. Dozens of women were among the protesters. The state of Idaho has activated crisis standards of care for the state's northern hospitals because there are more coronavirus patients than the institutions can handle. Wildfire evacuation orders have been lifted around Lake Tahoe in California, but the fire threat remains, especially south of Lake Tahoe. Police in Wichita, Kansas are looking for a suspect. One person died. Seven others were injured early this morning in a shooting at a downtown nightclub. Investigators believe a man who had been kicked out of the club returned with a gun and started shooting. Stocks are mostly lower. This is AP News. Muslim Americans who grew up under the shadow of the 9/11 attacks have faced hostility and surveillance, mistrust and suspicion.
An immediate recollection is being called a terrorist as a 9-year-old with my sister as we were walking to the mosque across the street.
Shahana Hanif is running for city council in New York City. She knows others have the same feelings about 9/11.
That has stayed in my body, and it's trauma that I'm holding. And so I recognize that young people who grew up or have a vivid memory of 9/11 needs support.
College student Amira Ahmed wears a hijab.
I want to take that step to represent my faith in that specific time where Muslims were kind of on the spot.
She is starting her freshman year in college. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.